used to catch it down at the store. Ride back up the house and jump off of it, you know. So Daddy caught him one day doing it. And he told the engineer, you know, said, when you come by the store down there, stop. Watch and see if them boys, them two boys of mine, throwing around, if they are, you make them get off. I said, yes, I'll do it, but, you know, men working, a lot of them catch a thing, and I don't even know nothing about it. If I see them on there, though, I'll make them get off. But I don't think they had to, because I think they knew what to get if they got back on it. But they used to catch it up there, and them old big packers look like them old big road packers, twice as big then as they are now. But I sat and laid there many a time and watched them boogers. Couldn't get out. I slipped out on the back one time. Daddy was grinding cane and butchering hogs, and I slipped out on the back. And I didn't know he was up the corner of the kitchen, you know, and he was walking. I was standing on the porch. He walked around and I said, "Boy, what are you doing out here?" I was out there on the porch looking, man, I turned and went back for the door. I said, "Well, Daddy, I want to get out." I said, "Man, I'm tired of staying in this room. I've been in here, I don't care how long I've been here, a long time." And I had to eat Jell-O. It's the only thing I could eat. I eat that stuff, and I said, "Well, when I get big, never get over this, I'll never want no more Jell-O." For years, I wouldn't eat it. So finally, Mom got to buying it, and I started back eating it. But boy, I've eaten that. But back then, when you had an old-timey ice box, you know, where you bought the ice and had it. Well, they didn't have much of an ice box then. They put it out in the milk dairy. You know, had them out on the outside, you know, on the legs. Looked like a dish. Well, it looked like you.
Shell.
No, it looked like
I've seen them. Where was it?
Maybe there at the house, you know. Back then, you know, the old people all back then, they didn't do too much, have too much ice. I know you used to keep milk back there. You know that stuff when sour.
No.
And set right in there. In that screen place, you know?
Yeah.
Mom would get the cream off and make butter out of it and all that stuff. Keep her eggs in there and it stayed cool.
Now, was that in the house?
No, so that was out on the tree.
Yes.
Outside.
Yeah. Now, a lot of times, I remember seeing them underneath the house. They'd dig out a little bit.
Yeah.
And they'd have a ledge along there. And, you know, the ground would be a little cool. But you didn't do that.
No, so they kept theirs on the outside. It looked just like a safe, is what I've been trying to think. You know the old time safes with screen doors and screen sides?
Oh, yeah.
And all. They used to sit out there and, I don't know, people didn't worry about ice back then like you do now, of course. I don't believe it's. Was it hot back then as it is now? But
I don't believe it.
So I tell you, it's still getting hot.
I tell you one thing, a fella had then they don't have now. A lot of weather like this, you know, he'd have that prickly heat.
I used to have that old rash come on me and scratch it and drag. Gosh. Heat, you know, jump up on you.
Why don't I fix something pretty soon while you're waiting on Cookie, and then you'll be
something missing on that tractor.
Well, I'm gonna be missing. I'm going. I got to go. I got to get my cow some feed. I got a sick cow out there. No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you I had that calf a little bit young.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm gonna have to do something with her. She's getting thinner and thinner. And I got a note, like I told Miss Miles. Miss Miles didn't look at the note. She might not read my reading. Now, she might think I'm pulling a leg, but I hadn't. I ain't pulling a leg. Now, this is fact. I have to write notes. A lot of times I walk in a store and want something and walk right out of it. Get back home. Did you get so-and-so? Mom, this is the first time I thought about it. See, now, I don't know where you can write that go to Mr. Gibson's store for feed for cattle.
It sure can be.
And that's what I have to, have to do.
Whereabouts is that?
That's over at Fairfield.
Oh, he sells feed?
Yes. He's high, though. I was, huh? Man, he still is.
Well, Frank, you can afford to pay a little premium and not have to. Won't you bring it to you from Ocala?
Yes, I can get Seminole. I got him. I was Seminole now, but I hate to put it down there. Yeah, they'll bring it out on Thursday. They won't bring it no other day, though. You know, that's their only delivery day, not unless they run in 2 days, and that'd be Thursday and Friday.
They bring it over here on Friday.
Well, Frankie, does he stay open late?
Well,
because you see Cookie's coming out to do this.
Well.
Well, he needs to look all right.
Yes, I'm going to have to go. I'll probably see y'all sometime tomorrow. Get that thing going, man, and don't stop me. We got to get that hay up now. Like Willie said, we got to get it up. If we're going to get it, we got to get it. He's up young on the job, me trying to get the hay up.
What Willie say? How much do you think you ought to get done?
Well, I don't know. You know, me and you and him said out there is, cut it all. See, if we get it all, it'd all be ready tomorrow evening.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it'll be.
Yeah,
because it ain't gonna take long, because it's hot out there.
It's hot out there.
So, I sure wish we could have got it knocked down. Great.
Frankie said it's pretty good over there, far.
Yeah, it's better than what I thought it was. I'm gonna raise some hay now. If that blame thing wouldn't catch it out here on the end and bed it up with it, I'd get going all right. No, blade cuts good. It just didn't do that.
That's right. Your blade cuts good.
But, I don't know. You're talking about that skipping. That thing started down young before you got to me. I thought it was the gas. That's the reason I looked at the gas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you can't tell. It might be a little bit of stuff in the carburetor. You know, try something.
Right.
Well, I'm going to have to go. You know, it's not like thunder back young.
Let's see. What time tomorrow, after... You ought to have, or the deer ought to get off.
It don't
really hurt it.
If you want to bail it Saturday, it ought to get that sun.
But,
that's going to have to, somebody going to have to work on that tractor a little bit. So,
well, if Cookie gets it working, I'll be over here and,
well, I can call you, Frankie, when he comes. I can leave word at the house there for you, if you're not there.
Well, he coming out today?
He said he's snowed under right now, but he'd try to get out as soon as he could.
He's going to be out tonight.
All right, well, you call me.
All right, I'll call you as soon as he comes.
Yes. I want to see if I can get that
key. Now this is Channel 2 Right, I think. That's the end of Frankie. Now, this is the next day on Friday, the 31st of July. Friday, the 31st of July, Channel 2 Right. Frankie's out mowing, and Willie just had lunch, and he went out. He's gone out now to relieve Frankie. He's going out to relieve Frankie, and this is 115, Channel 2 Right. 115, Channel 2 Right. Willie's gone out to relieve Frankie. Frankie can come in and have a bite. Now, this is Channel 2 Right, 115, a little better now. This is Friday, the next day, 131st of July, 1970. Friday, the 31st of July, 1970. Willie's been talking for about an hour in there while he had lunch. But we never got to Mr. Zetrow at that, Bernie. Now he's gone out to leave Frankie. This is 120, Channel 2 Right.
Is that Andrew?
Come in here, sir.
Man, I done eat mess. My own. I eat for a call. Yeah, I was late getting over here. Willie, I don't know what time Willie got over here.
I go out here.
It was late, and I told him I'd come and get me a glass of tea if you.
My name's Faye. Sit down here and drink this tea. And
Miss
that's
Miles.
Guy. Faye is my name.
I don't know.
Miss Miles.
Hush your mouth.
I don't know anybody calling from Miss Miles.
I don't know how to answer when you call
maybe,
me. That.
Maybe
that's good.
Maybe she ought to
give
get some.
Sugar.
The answer to a man's prayer.
Maybe I'll somebody ought to do it. I'm going to get the gas can
out. Yes, my eat before I left. I didn't know what Willie's going to do. I went to Willie's, see. And I thought Sybil was talking about her brother, Miles. I said, I don't know anything about no points or plugs for Miles. Man, I'm creasing that thing. If I hadn't had to get some water, I wouldn't let Willie have it. So I kept right on going.
Willie looked good over there.
Get so I can get it done.
Guy said you was really doing it.
Yeah. Don't like getting messed up from. Trying to get it done, see? We're gonna be fouled up anyway. I don't know, me and Willie don't like to work on Sunday. I don't know about Mr. Miles.
Well, you don't have to work on Sunday.
What am I
gonna
do? Can
you get it up tomorrow?
I don't think so. It's gonna be dry enough. I thought we'd get it up what we had yesterday and see, and Mr. Lee thinks so.
Well, we can get it up Monday.
Too thick. Can't be yet Monday. Work.
Oh, we get up tomorrow afternoon late. We can get
work on a job first 3 days of the week, see, and then the rest of the week's gonna mine, not unless he wants something urgent done and I had to work a half a day.
I tell you what. We'll just cross our fingers. We can get up late tomorrow afternoon. Think you're gonna do it all?
Well,
think
I have
cut it all.
Yes.
Golly, Frankie.
I'm gonna cut it all.
The thing about it is it's light until 9 o'clock.
Willie's got to go, see.
Eat this. This is fresh ham.
Pretty
soon.
Too hot. I ain't got no more appetite for nothing. Like I said, I eat before I went to Willie's, and it was late when I got over here. I don't know. Must have been something 11. I don't know what time he's over here. I was going to say a while ago, she said. And I wasn't paying no attention to her. All I knew it, she said, Mr. Miles. And I thought she said Miles, you know. Her brother Miles.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what time is he going to be back, Mo? I said, well, I don't know. You know him. Says he's over there trying to find some plugs and points and things. I said, well, I don't know nothing about Miles' points and things. So I got to think. I said, oh, you mean Mr. He's over at Mr. Guy Miles? He said, yeah. He's been over. So I said, no. I said, they didn't call me and tell me anything about where they were. I said, well, Miss Miles told me where they were, but I just up and forgot where they were.
This is
so,
our day we have to go to town. We have to go to work.
Y'all just work on Fridays, huh?
Well, that thing's really roaring out there now.
Boy, I'm telling you, that tea. That's better than any food.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm a regular tea fiend, I guess you call it. But that's sure good.
I tell you, Frankie, I got something to say about this hay, too. And I'm going to see that you get the best of it. Because you got the most cows that need it. Yes, sir.
No, I'm yes, doing sir. This for Miss Miles.
No, you're doing it for Seth. That's sir. If there's any good hay, you're going to get it.
Well, ain't
he's ordered some stuff for tomorrow. Tomorrow for the next time. Put some nitrogen on that so you really have a good crop.
Well, it's better than what I thought. Of course, I didn't walk, you know, too far out in it. Me and Betty and went out there when first come. Was he down in the lane that mowing. And he seen me. And I waved at him. And so he come on back up. And I done walked out there. Of course, I'm this way. I didn't, you know, I was scared maybe to go too far, see. So I went out and Which I'm looking for a miracle, you know. I'm looking for it to be about as high as your cabinet, sir. But
next time it will.
But I knew by here there ain't too much of it I seen yet growing. I've seen it growing some mighty rich places. It's almost any kind of tractor, but it's some good hay out there. I'll have to admit, see. You know, it's real good down yonder where there wasn't even no fertilizer put on.
That's the truth.
I guess air must blow it over and go over them. But boy, I'm telling you, it's better than what I figured, and it's better than what Willie figured, too. You walk out in anything like that, a lot of times you can't tell. But I was in a hurry. My niece wanted to come over here. She wanted to see where y'all live. You know.
Yeah, she's
said,
nice.
Well, says, if you won't stay too long talking, Frank said, I want to look at the show when you get back. I said, oh, I ain't going to stay. So, he got over here and stayed. Oh, it's your night, great day. Man, my mouth, I just didn't talk much. Nobody couldn't get a dozen words out of him.
Who was that friend?
Me.
Now he just talks all the time.
Mr. Miles, he's just about to get my feathers riled out there.
What's, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about how much better hay that is than he ever thought it was.
Oh yeah, it's a lot better hay than what I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, it looks better to me. I wonder what it is.
I don't know. It just, like I told her, I didn't go out in it too far. And I don't mind Willie did either. So, but there's a lot of good hay for by hair. I'm not no by hair man for hay, but it's good. It's good grass.
Well, it'll supplement. You want some lies?
No, no, man.
Give him a little. Give me
it's just plenty. I can drink it fast. See, when I'm home, I'll make it in a great big gallon jar, two of them, and a pitcher. She puts it in that thing. I don't use ice hardly ever. It stays in there all the time. So I just keep drinking it out.
That's the way to have it. All you gotta do is pour it then.
Willie don't like it that way.
Frankie, it looked the other day when we looked at it, you know, you and Willie come over here, it looked like it was all dried out.
Well, and that's what I thought. I thought, you know, it ought to be greener.
Yes.
But you run into a bunch of it every now and then. Real green.
Yeah.
And that old mole looks like just slice it.
Yeah.
Better than that tough one. Well, I tell you, that bear is just like wire. When it gets old, it's tough.
Oh, it is.
Miss Miles, I believe I will have some.
I thought you would. I'm going to call you Mr. Chief.
Well.
Call what you want to order.
Yeah, you can call me a little boy.
What?
It doesn't matter.
What are you, Frankie? Going around this way is not as good as going the other way.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to get out, and I didn't know which way Cookie was going to take it. See?
Yeah.
I started telling him, you know, to go around like you started all the way around. Well, I knew that's the way to go. But what I was going to try to do, I didn't know where y'all wanted the whole thing taken in, see.
Yeah.
And I was going to cut it off. See, I was going to try to get me a
land
and go round and round with it, see. And cut the land out, see, to what we figured maybe we want to take up first.
Yeah.
But Willie said, well, she cut it all down. So take it all. So I said, all right, here's the tractor. I said, you go ahead. Said that just like you want it.
That's the way, yeah.
So he went around due time. Then I take it and run it on to a while ago.
Well, now why don't you turn the other way around? Come back the other way.
Can't do that. That's what we was doing yesterday. We were doing it the wrong way. That's what we're calling it choke up. See, you got that slide that sits over here. If you set your wheel right up on top of the edge of this grass, see?
Yeah.
That slides right in that open place down
there. Yeah, that's right.
And see your motorboard out there, it knocks that out.
Yeah.
For you.
Just opens it up for you. Wheel.
For the next time. It's easy. And I mowed, used to have to mow one up down at Mr. Carpenter's New Holland, which it was on wheels.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it rolled behind me. It had a long shaft, see, going to the tractor, PTO. And it had a cover over it, mm-hmm. and the blade. And when it hit a stick or anything, it jammed that thing. It'd swing right out and go, whoo, make a ringing noise.
Oh.
And you look around and yawn your blade out, yawn, you're just pulling it.
Yeah.
Pulling it right on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The hard lever, you broke anything like that, see. It had a clutch, one of these safety clutches. And you back up, see, you have to back up.
Yeah.
And that thing jumped back in them two big fingers, see.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of aggravating me. A lot of times, you know, when it hit that common year, you know, you'd be all going for it. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be nothing but a few weeds out there first of the year, you know, cutting it down.
Yeah.
Them old, I call it the lonesome weed. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's a Texas weed, where we got any Texas flowers down here in Florida or not. But that land out there, Mr. Cockles had a bush that grew up. Reminded me of old prairie weed or something.
Well, you see how much I know about it. I know enough to, you know, just that.
Well, you know much about it than I do, probably.
That's why we
to
have you, Frankie.
No, I know this equipment a little better than you do, because I've used it. But the time you use it a little while, you'll know a lot about it.
It goes along all right. The trouble of it is that thing just hanging up yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that had us all worried.
That's tedious.
Which now, Willie put that. Willie, I don't know. I guess he must have put in points or something. And now he said he started up and the thing run. Said he didn't know where to start messing with that. Said, for a long time, he couldn't find the points and plugs. Miss Miles told several, and after she told several, she forgot to tell Willie. He got over in, he couldn't find the plugs and things. So, said he kept looking around, said, something about that cushion on that, on that seat looked funny. And so he just, accidentally said, fixing to walk away from it, just leave it. And he said, that thing kind of looked funny, sticking up in that seat like that. And he raised it up and seen that box sticking up. Said, alive a dog. So he just, started, well, he just got on putting the new points on it. He said it run all right when he first started up.
Yeah. Well, yes, it'll do that.
And he put them points and plugs in it. And doggone it, it was sitting there. He said, well, let's get some drink water before we go out there. And we went over and get some more, and it started skipping. Like that. He said, shoot, that's in the cupboard. That's not the points or anything. So he went over and did something to the cupboard, and it cleared up. Been running ever since, right?
Yeah.
He said, might have been, yesterday when it first started, me, it kind of made a skipping. Trash going in the carburetor.
That's right. It didn't seem like the ignition. That's right. It seemed like it did.
That little old bug is doing all right out there today, though.
You know, they ought to keep making this model. Now, I wouldn't make this model, I'd make the next one. You know, the next one was considerably bigger. And
yes, that's...
it's the Jubilee.
Jubilee. That's the first year of 63, wasn't it?
53. Now, that 53 is as good a tractor as I need. As a matter of fact, it's better than what I've got.
I drove one pulling a 6-foot bush hog, rolling grass over hay, and that bugger and half a bone eat on. Oh, Willie said, well, he says, see, that's the first year they come out with a Jubilee in 53. That's where they crossed over from calling it the Ford Ferguson or the Ford track. See, they call it the little Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You see, out in the Martins is, I believe Willie said Jonas might be a year newer than Martins. The next year.
Doesn't look like it.
No, it looked like the same thing to me.
I wish we could get sort of organized on a little better, hey, Frankie. See, I can fix this ground over here in no trouble. But, I could go get the Pensacola, Pangola, or whatever we want to put in there. But you at that stage, you've got to have plenty of help, because you want to get it fresh cut and put it right square dab in and cut it right in, and you don't want to leave it laying there, huh?
Should be somebody on a tractor when you make the first round. Yes, start cutting it in. That's the way we used to do out there at home.
Well, you see, I haven't got enough help to do that, and I can't hire anybody, you see, to depend on.
Oh, my goodness. All that money you've got just going, like Mr. It's going to go dead on you if you don't turn it over.
Well, you know, if you had all the money in the world, you can't get somebody to help you
find
it.
Like Mr. Zetron?
He can get...
What's he going to do with all that money? Enjoy it.
Well, shoot, he ain't going to enjoy it. If he was, he'd be taking off. He's been taking off now. They won't even take vacation.
No. Let me tell you. You know, having that money does him more good than anything. He just enjoys having it, don't he?
Yeah, he owns half inch of father in one bank, no killing. Half in Gainesville, so. I'm just saying that, he'd say. If he'd walk up here right now and say, ain't that right, Mr. Darren? He'd say, what's that, Frankie? Say, you got half interest in one Ocala Bank, one game, Phil say. Well, I'm hiding you got about as much as I got. That's just about what he say. You ain't know, I ain't got nothing. Shoot, I ain't got a hole. Not fill up a hole. Yeah, man. Of course, you take them two grandkids and enjoy all that.
Oh man.
Because his daughter, she got plenty herself.
Yeah.
All that old stuff like that Model A I used. Drive around there, you know.
Huh?
Old Model A I used around there, you know. Cut down and made a truck out of it. Back yonder in the 40s. Down there when he first built his garage, yeah. A couple of guys wanted to run a garage, yeah, you know. So they let them run it, you know. So they had a long end. A lot of people didn't have none but old Model A's. So he got so called, these boys got so called and cut it down, so he made them a little runabout and get tools and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, he kind of take a liking to it. And he asked one day what it'd take. Pot said, well, whatever he'd give him. I don't know what he'd give him, Pot. But he's had it a long time. But you know how that little thing comes in handy? Get out there spraying or something. It don't have no doors or nothing on it. It's just like a Jeep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've run all over the field, hauled posts around and all that stuff. Of course, he's got the three trucks besides that. He got two pickups. One great big truck. Wade handled his last year's buying big trucks. He had a sharing his daddy's truck, see, him and Albert both. See, they're only two boys and there's one girl. And he used to use it. He wanted to use it, see, he'd use it. And when Albert wanted to use it, he'd use it. But Albert kept it the most. So they'd park it up behind that daddy's shed, you know. His daddy was dead. And so it stayed up back for years, and finally he, I guess he must have sold it. I don't see it around. I don't know where that truck got off to. Must have sold it, but Mr. Albert went ahead and bought him one.
Oh, did he?
Bought him a new one in 60. I believe it's a 60. I don't know. It might be a 65. I don't believe he's had it that long. 66. It's a 6. I believe it's 66671.
Well, what do you work out of over there? That little Model A?
When I'm spraying and all, I just put the cans and all on it. It takes about 9 cans in the spray gun full and go out.
Yeah.
spray. I spray thistle, I do that.
Well, you know what? I haven't had anything like that to work out of. I used to have a station wagon. It wore out. But the body was good.
I can tell you just as good a thing as you'd want. Is that tractor out there, that Chandler?
Yeah.
You can get them two pieces come back out like this and make you a frame. We're going to let it down and pick it up. Me and Johnny did that over there.
Yeah.
We had two. Had old boy to make two metal things. We could pick up logs and throw them on the pile. Well, we thought we had it there. You know, first start, me and him started off, we taking two pieces of oak and made us two slides and tried to brace that thing. But it wasn't old. It'd break. You get them doggone things under it, you know, and it'd break.
Well,
we got this metal thing and got that guy, they got that guy to weld it, two prongs on there. Shoot, he built a little old body up on the back. I haul feed. I know one thing, that thing like turned over him one time. I put one bag of feed too much.
Yeah.
Bought a front end that CA tractor went up in that shed like that. It just dumped two sacks off, level right back down.
Yeah.
Didn't even bump, hardly bump the tires. So
I'd like to see the way y'all got it rigged up.
It's, well, I think it's longer than this table.
Yeah.
It's about, I don't know, must have been, it's close to 30 or 36 inches wide, deep, I mean.
Yeah.
And it sits right back on the back seat, where it's by your lip. You can let it go right down the ground like you want to pick up a big rock, and you can't pick it up.
Yeah.
Just let it down on the ground and two men roll it over.
Yeah.
Carry it on out. We did logs that way. That same thing. Me and Johnny said.
Well, that really saved the lifting.
Man, it saved us a lot. Even that feed, so you can let that thing down if your lift is working.
Yeah.
But them lifts got like yours. They want to worry, you know.
Yeah.
Go up.
You know
what? Either go down.
Let me tell you, Frankie, if I come over there sometime and you're there, would you show me around a little bit?
Where's that at?
That tractor.
I don't know where that thing's at.
With a lift to it, the one you use.
You mean talking about Miss Sarah?
The one you just told me, yeah.
No, well, he ain't got, he's got a H bomb on.
Well, what tractor was that, Jim?
Oh, that was Johnny Mexican when me and him worked up on Cockrell's place.
Oh.
I don't know where them CA tractors is, two of them. I don't know where they. But,
I thought you meant you had it over there now.
No, sir. I wished I did. Shoot, I'd probably brought it over here and headed out there working. Shoot, man, I wouldn't let that thing sit around and do nothing. I wish I did have one. That's the reason I'm trying to buy that one from you.
Which one you were trying to buy from me?
That Ford. She said, oh, shoot, there's five families done been raised up with that thing.
Well, you see, like this now. If I had all good machinery, I wouldn't need it.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Miles, Willie said, well, might make Mr. Miles mad. I better wait and see what he said, but I come next going down here and get old Jack Williams to come up here and just knock that stuff down with bush hog.
Yeah.
That stuff, I'm telling you, I got disgusted with that stuff out there.
Last night.
He was mad, yes, he was mad when he seen it out there. He even called over and was told several, said, is Frankie there? I said, yes, I want to talk to him. So I want to find out who made that mess. So I said, that's Mr. Miles made that. Now, I ain't got a thing to do with it. I said, they're right out in the middle of it. Is it a strip ain't even mowed. And so, I said, now, I'll have to lay out Mr. Miles because I don't know what happened when I left that. They said, well, it's about three downs on one side, done real good. I said, well, that's why I got straightened out. And so he said, good God Almighty. Man, this thing's getting in my hair, too. I said, it done got under my skin. But I seen old Jack down this morning. I hollered at him. I said, all right, boy, better get to work and get it done.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I don't know if he knew who I was or not. I guess he did.
No, he didn't know who he was.
It was, he got so much growth on that fence, you can't see nobody. See, I seen him as I turned into the road. He was standing by filling up his truck or something. And I just could glimpse him through a little old hole. I said, "All right, boy, get that thing going," something like that. He said, "Yeah." So I told Willie, I said, "You know, I'm good mind to go down and see what old Jack Charlton would come up in.
Well, he knocked
that
down there while we was thinking about it.
Oh, he knocked it down about an hour and a half, 2 hours with that old big
truck
of his.
Oh, yes.
And it dries it out, too.
Breaks
the stems all up.
Yes.
But he said, "No," says, "we better not mess nothing like that," says, "'cause," said, "Mr. Guy might get mad about it." Said, "This is his deal." I said, "Yes, yours and his." But I just want to get him. I'm going to get me another swig here.
Gosh, yes. Freeway's ice.
I'm gonna hold that tough. Fix and fall out there. That's all right, Mr. Guy. I got plenty right here. I just want a little snort. Just want a little snort. And then I got to get out y'all. Willie said not to stay too long because he had good work. Man, I'll be done monkeying around here. And, well, that's good. I got plenty of ice. I can't take too much. My teeth ain't good. Well, being you all got good trouble. I'll take this. This
more?
No, sir.
I'm not worth fooling with. Reaching ain't got plenty. Yeah. Not worth four. Well, let me tell you.
Can't do it on the time of tea.
Let me tell you. I know what you're talking about on that. It can. I don't know how you all fit it, but it could fit on those arms, you know. It could fit on the arms, and like you say, come right down to the ground, and you don't have to pick things up. You can just roll them over.
You see, now it had a square bar, about that wide, right across the back.
Yeah.
All the way across that. I think 7 foot. What's it?
Yeah. Well, you could have any length you wanted.
Well, that's a factor, maybe.
Oh.
It goes with it. See, if you cultivate, see, that's what we're using. We're using one part of cultivating that bar, a little big bar that goes across the back.
No.
And it hooked up to your lift like your shim, just like a L.
Yeah.
And see, you make this your frame.
Yeah.
You make this frame, have this frame welded out here.
Yeah.
And you can carry anything.
Yeah.
We've even picked up, I forgot what we've got on them picked up.
Oh, yes.
We picked up one of them old cedar things, and that thing's heavy.
Let me tell you. You see, I spend a lot of time sitting down at a desk. I come out here, and I got, say, 2 or 3 bags of feed that they delivered from Seminole. You know, I pick them up, take them around there, and empty them. And when you sit at a desk a day, you get so you can't lift anything. And now that's just a very small matter. But when you're out in the field, you could work off of that. You see, you can put your posts on it and your tools and...
Oh, yeah, it's a very handy thing. If I had a tractor with a lift, now it ain't all a CA's tractor that you can do. I mean, challenge tractor you can do it. I guess the most any tractor, they're like them Ford. But you'd have to figure a way on that Ford. You'd have to set your straight foundation, come down to your drawbar, rest on your drawbar, bolt it to your drawbar. But I don't believe you'd get it down as low as you will with a challenge. Yeah, trying to motion my head. Always hot. That's still hard to keep. Now I seen that sporty convertible sitting on the shed out there. I said, "Well, I guess this guy done bought a sporty car." I didn't know she had jumping.
Yeah, I done got me a bicycle.
See that thing? That's sporty out there. I just tell them somebody had a convertible like that.
Would you like to have a
long-handled
spoon?
No, miss it all right.
You wouldn't know what to do with one, would you?
Sure wouldn't. But I'm going to drink this tea in a minute.
Would you like
some tea? No, I have not. I think I'll let it settle for a while.
Okay.
Well, you just come out with some tea, huh?
Yeah. good place to come to.
Oh, yeah. Thought about a tea in my name. Well, that's the biggest thing I do. Drink tea. I don't drink much anything else.
I drink
Pepsi Cola.
I thought you were a Pepsi man.
Well, I am on that side, but I mean this side, I'm other than coffee and all this, you know, Gatorade and all that stuff. I take tea.
Frankie, are we going to bail that hay on Sunday?
Well, it says hope not.
When the ox is in the ditch, you have to bail that.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do it several times, and I guess he has too, but...
Lord's not going to...
No, Willie, you know him. He's... I'd go to church, but I don't go and do as much as Willie. See, he's a deacon, and he don't like to fiddle around on Sunday. He likes to go to church, you know.
And then look at television.
Yeah, and do what's right. Well, I'd do that, too.
Well, thank you. It won't be our fault if it's...
I'm getting your tablecloth.
Oh, that's all right. Don't bother that old lady.
Oh, nasty, man.
That's perfectly all right.
Sweaty. Well, I have done it. I didn't want to, but... Of course, I guess one of these days, when the points are all figured up, he'll add that, too, so... But I told him, I said, what we're going to do, bail it on Sunday. He looked at him and shook his head and said, no, I hope not. So I don't know what, he said Monday. I said, well, I won't be here Monday because I got to go on my job Monday.
Frankie, this is your job. Mrs.
Zetron. Yes, but that's my real job over there.
Don't you think?
Man, that man, he snores when I'm not there.
He does. What do you have to do?
He's working on that phone, buying that. I'm always telling him I was over here at Mr. Myers.
What did he do?
Dude, he's alive. What are you doing over there? See, I'm obligated to him for 3 days.
What do you do for him, Frankie?
Oh, I do general work. It's kind of slowed up now, but when he had some 100 head of cows, well, I was 2,000 or 3,000 acres of land to mow and get around.
Oh, 2,000 or 3,000. Keep busy.
He got one prairie out there, 446 acres to mow. Big lake, green. But I like to mow. It gets tiresome though. I stand up on that old lake. I sit on it all day and poke, yeah. Never let up on it. That thing just rolls. Oh, I'd stop to eat once in a while, get off, get a drink of water, something like that. But the rest of the time, man, that thing's moving. But he don't have too much now to do. He got a little more than he wants me to do this next week. I've been doing a lot of spraying. Been spraying 3.5. Who scattered all that? Mr. Cromwell's cow got out and he asked me what about helping him. And I said, good God, man, I don't work for a man like him. Scatter all that hay out. I mean half a bale at a time. Boy, I'm telling you, he got more money than he got sense. And him supposed to be a professor. And he's out there digging around. He's out there now. And I seen his tractor. He got a new tractor, you know. He let it sit out there last year, Will said, and broke it up and busted some. See, now that's how much you talking about Mr. Guy knowing about the machine. And that's brand new tractor he got over there. So the other day I was looking out there on the road and I heard a tractor going along humming, you know. And it got a little, several little niggas out there, you know. Boy, they like to get on tractors like Jake Lightning, you know. He'll work. He works them, give them nothing, and talk to them, and they get away, you know. They do him just like he is a nigger set, you know. So, I looked around, I said, little Joe Lee, nigger down at Plymouth. I said, well, Mr. Cromwell, if you know what you're up for, you sure better get that little black bugger off that track, because he'd be tore it up. They tore school, oh, Kelly. School tractor down there last year, Ben McLaughlin, and his teacher, so They won't know where the tractor was, the FFA tractor. And by golly, if it was out here at Flemington, I suppose it'd be there in Ocala. It's out here where I live, right? Working right behind where I live out there. Them buggers bent one of them wheels. Them little old niggas now. Nigger, oh, he's about that high. Driving. Great big, one in big four. Nice truck. Run just slick as a beam when they brought it out here. And this Ben McLaughlin, he went in as a teacher down there. See, they had a slack teachers last year, you know, and he went in as a teacher down there. So that dad young bugger, when they found out that, they just threw him out of school. Everything he's went into, yeah, he's been thrown out. He was in the commissioners with the commissioners in Tallahassee. When Governor Johns was in there, Governor Johns put him in there, and Webb, and I don't know, two or three more. And he couldn't let good enough alone. He had to pick at something a little bit bigger, see, and he was. They just threw him out on his head. That's the way it's going to tell on you. That's the reason I say about that little nigger. Now, he would, probably, he wouldn't hire a little white guy, but he'd hire that little old nigger. That little old nigger jump on and shoot. I told Jake, I said, I wouldn't let him push my wheelbarrow. And this been tore up so long, you ain't got no handles on it. I said, I wouldn't let that little black so-and-so get on nothing I got. He laughed and said, oh, Yanks, shoot, they got to learn somehow. I said, heck, well, I don't learn on somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
But, boy, I'm telling you, machinery, that's a costly bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we got to learn, guy, a little something about it.
But, well, he's learning out there now how hard it is. It's hard out there. Well, nice meeting you. I'll see you.
Nice meeting you. This is 623, channel 2 right, and the end of Frankie's tape. He was talking to Rick Reynolds in the kitchen. He'd finished his mowing, and now they went on out, and they were going to take the mower off the Cookie's mower off the tractor, and have the tractor free for the rake tomorrow. This is the end of Frankie's tape. Willie's, I put on another reel. Willie made a beautiful tape, about an hour. It's on Suzanne's reel. And this side, most of it, is Frankie. It's not very much. He didn't stay and talk very much. I guess he worked too much. And this is 6:40, channel 2 right. This Friday, the 31st of July, 1970, channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, around 6:40. This 31st of July, 1970. This is the end of Frankie's tape.